All right, Reed, and I want to move on from the finals because that is something that's in the past, and we know that the NBA never stops. The NBA draft is set for Thursday, 2 days away. Other than the top three guys in Zion Williamson, Ja Morant, and RJ Barrett, who's your favorite prospect that you've seen?
I love Darius Garland. I think he is just this electric scoring point guard that unfortunately we didn't get to see more than a handful of games from in college since he got injured, but his people tell me he's 100% now. I mean, what are they going to say? He's forever injured. Of course, they're not going to say that. But
no.
the best, yeah. We don't think he's ever going to be the same. If I were you, I wouldn't pick him in the lottery. He's electric, man. Like he can score from all three levels. He's just a really exciting player. One other guy that I'd throw in there, who I think is one of the more divisive players in this draft, is Cam Reddish from Duke. He's fascinating to me, and I think there's half a chance that he will fall to Minnesota at 11. And I see him becoming one of two things, becoming a Paul George-like player, like a two-way force. He has a Paul George body, frankly, maybe even more impressive body than Paul George, 6'9", with like a 7'2 wingspan. And you just, so when scouts talk about him, they're like, you look at the guy, and you're like, he's an NBA player. But people wonder, does he have heart? Does he really want to be great? So the other comparison with him, this is going to hit really close to the heart, could it be an Andrew Wiggins?
Yeah, like I was going to say that sounded familiar.
Yeah, massively talented and is always tantalizing in moments, but is never consistent. I personally think Cam Reddish is awesome, and I bet on him, especially if you're like the Atlanta Hawks at 8, you got 2 picks, 8 and 10. You could take a home run swing with him, and I think Cam Reddish is an absolute home run swing. But remember, this is a guy that a couple of years ago people thought was the number one player in this draft. He's always had these questions around him, and you know, like players we've seen before, like sometimes that inner desire is, you know, one of the most important things. Like Steph Curry, he made himself into the player that he is through sheer determination and hard work. I'm not sure if Cam Reddish has that, but if he somehow digs deep and finds it, he could be the best player in this draft, not named Zion Williamson.
So there are a couple of guys that I've seen repeatedly mocked to the Minnesota Timberwolves, and that's where I want to go local here, because I've seen Brandon Clark mocked there at number 11. I've seen Sekou Doumbouya mocked at number 11. I believe I'm saying that right, but that one's been a tricky one for me. And then there's a guy that I like who might be a bit of a reach at 11, and that's Tyler Herro. What do you think of those three guys?
Yeah, they're all interesting and very different players. But the one that I love just from a fit perspective is Brandon Clark. And it might be, frankly, might be a reach for Brandon Clark at 11, but I just love the fit next to Karl-Anthony Towns. The dude is, he might be the best athlete in this draft from just like a run and jump perspective.
Better than Zion?
Okay, I take it back. Good point. Everything in this draft must be talked about as like the non-Zion players.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Brandon Clark is like a 41-inch vertical. He's 6'8". His wingspan, I think he's got a negative wingspan or just like maybe a 6'8 wingspan. So that's concerning, especially for a guy who's going to play a small ball five. But him next to Towns, like Brandon Clark might be the best defensive player in this draft, and he is so efficient around the rim. That's something, and look, he's 23 years old. But I love that dude's game, and I think he's ready to contribute immediately. And I think that's what the Wolves would need. Tyler Herro is interesting. He might be the best shooter in this draft. And he's not just like a spot-up shooter. He's a guy who can shoot off screen, shoot on the move, create his own shot. Super, super talented scoring guard, I guess I'd call him. And really smart, too. Plays with a lot of heart. He's a winner. I really like Tyler Herro. And as far as Sekou Doumbouya, he's a man's man. He's been playing against men for the past year out in France. People see him as sort of a modern-day combo forward, a guy who has shown flashes that he can shoot it, but he's a two-way player, probably better in the defensive end, a little bit raw on the offensive end. To me, I'm not sure if the timeline quite works because I see him – calling him a project isn't right by any means, but I think he's a guy who's going to take a little while to realize his potential. And when you're the Wolves and you have all this money invested in Carl and Andrew, I think you want to win sooner instead of later, especially when you're picking at number 11, where it's not like you're almost certainly not getting a star at least certainly not in this draft at that point. I mean, there are always guys who come out of nowhere that we never see coming, but I think this draft especially is low on star power outside that, you know, those top 2.5, depending how you think about R.J. Barrett.
Reed, what do you think of, I'm going to give you two guys, and I want you to tell me what you think of them. One is Nas Little from North Carolina, and the other is Coby White, his teammate at North Carolina. I'm not sure Coby White would be there at 11 for the Wolves, but what do you think of those two guys from UNC?
Yeah, Coby White almost certainly won't be there at 11. I'm less high on him than a lot of people. I love his hair. He has easily the best hair in this draft.
Awesome hair.
My 2-year-old loves him. Calls him the guy with the funny hair. But he's so like, you look at his body. There are two concerns I have with him. He plays with pace. He's fast. He knows how to run an offense. He was, you know, Roy Williams entrusting his offense to a freshman. Like, that says something about Coby White. This is a guy who is not even expected to be a one-and-done player, much less, you know, a top-5 pick, which is what he's probably looking at, somewhere in that range right now. But he has short arms, which is such a weird, the way we analyze these guys' bodies is so strange. But he has a very, sort of a short release, a low release point, for his shot, which I think could portend problems in the NBA. But he's a score first point guard. He's very creative and interesting. I think he probably goes or should go somewhere around 7, 8, 9. Nas Little is fascinating to me because this is a guy who was considered such a disappointment at UNC. I think that's probably because there became so much hype around him because after the McDonald's All-American game, I think he was the MVP of the McDonald's All-American game and the Jordan Brand Classic. He was considered a top-5 pick, and he's a, you know, talk about Cam Reddish being like one of those, you look at him and you're like, oh, dude, that's an NBA player. The same way with Nas Little, like 6'6", two-way forward, an athlete, but he just doesn't know how to play yet. So I think you just got to get, he's the type of player who, if he gets in the right system, and I think it's to be determined whether the Timberwolves will have the right system, but I'm a believer in Ryan Saunders. I think he's a guy that young players buy into and that they follow, and their new GM, Gerson Rosas, he has nothing but great things that people say around the NBA. And I'm sure if Nas Little gets in the right system and can buy in on like learning to actually play basketball instead of just being the best athlete on the court, which he's been pretty much his entire life, I think he could be really, really good. A guy, I think he's not a total boom bust pick, but I think if he doesn't learn how to play, he'll just be an athlete who doesn't learn how to play. Like, I don't know, Stanley Johnson type. But if he learns how to play, he could be really, really good if he can get some consistency.
All right, Reed, last thing before we let you go here. What team is most likely to move up on Thursday night?
Ooh, good question. I mean, the Hawks, I don't know how they can move up to that New Orleans pick. I mean, when you're talking about moving up, odds are we're talking about that New Orleans pick at number 4, right?
That or I could see someone at Cleveland at 5, right?
No, if you're the Cavs, what are you going to get for that pick? Like, this is such an uncertain draft. To me, the New Orleans pick would be the one. But I think, I mean, there's been rumors about Bradley Beal. So the Wizards moving up in some sort of Bradley Beal deal, would they just say, we're going to press the restart button because this John Wall contract is just going to kill us, so we're going to start over? I wouldn't hate that deal by any means.
Fair enough. Reed, appreciate you doing this, man.
All right, dudes, go Wolves on Thursday night.
Yeah, be good, man.
I got you.
That was Reed Forgrave, CBS Sports. Follow him on Twitter at Reed Forgrave. Man, he's just the best. Reed is one of my favorites for sure.
Brings the energy to every time.
I don't know how he's got energy. He's been on the road nonstop. Like he covered the Eastern Conference Finals.
Mm-hmm.
He covered the West semifinals and the Eastern Conference Finals and then the finals. So he's been all over the country and parts of Canada for the past month.
In and out of
month.
Canada multiple times, yeah.
And I love the fact that he takes time out and talks to us. Reed is one of my absolute favorites. Be sure to follow him on Twitter, at Reed Forgrave.